Good evening from the Magnus Arena at the University of Denver in Denver, Colorado.
As the presidential candidates strode out on the stage in the Magnus Arena, their faces flickered on dozens of big screens in a neighboring gym, where a horde of journalists bent over their laptops and notebooks. As soon as the debate ended, the candidates' voices were immediately replaced by the babble of political surrogates, earning the room its nickname, Spin Alley. State House Minority Leader Mark Ferrandino, a Democrat, was ready to defend the president.
Mitt Romney, while he says a lot of good things, still doesn't have a plan. He says, just trust me. And he flip-flops so much, how can you really trust him?
Colorado's House Speaker Frank McNulty, a Republican, was happy with Romney's performance. But he wished both candidates had talked more about what they do with Medicaid, the joint state-federal health care program for the poor.
From the Colorado standpoint, we know that Medicaid is expensive. We know that it's growing at a rate faster than we can afford. So how do we craft a program that allows us to care for those Coloradans who are most in need and at the same time live within our budget?
Politicians didn't fill all the seats in the hall. Almost 100 DU students were there, too. Afterward, a group of them gathered to compare notes. Senior Zach Gonzalez enjoyed hearing Romney challenge the president's claims.
I think that there were a lot of things that President Obama has said and been critical of former Governor Romney of that, frankly, aren't true. I think that Romney did a great job of illustrating those points.
But 18-year-old Catherine Middle Katzenmeyer walked out of the debate disappointed with what she felt was just a lot of finger-pointing by both candidates.
So I don't necessarily think that this single debate has influenced me to decide either way between the two candidates, but I plan on watching the rest of the debates, and I definitely feel like I need to do some more independent research.
Well, the debate didn't give her the information to make up her mind. Like other students in the hall, she says it did make her much more excited about the election. Megan Verlee, Colorado Public Radio News.